Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
A lot of us struggle to pay rent these days. That's according to a Harvard study. And now some residents of Washington State are mulling a cheaper option. This is a housing model that hasn't been around for years. Joshua McNichols of member station KUOW reports this could be a golden opportunity for seniors.
My kitchen, if you want to call this a kitchen, you know, I've got a microwave.
Carl Wade is a 79-year-old barber. He lives right across the street from Google's new campus in a fairly wealthy city near Seattle. He doesn't drive, but that's no problem for him. The barber shop where he cuts hair is just 3 blocks away.
My customer says, Carl, you're going to get fat because you're walking so little.
This is a good place for a barber because the customers here tip well. Wade can afford this high-rent area because he doesn't have a car and because his apartment is super tiny, roughly half the size of a studio. He pays about $1,300 a month. A studio in this area would have cost him about $2,000 a month. Wade has a single bed, a desk, a bathroom, and a tiny food prep area. He says he can't imagine going back to a larger space, like a two-bedroom home.
Pretty soon I'd have my wayward son coming, oh, Dad, you know, can I live with you again? Or you need a pet.
Buildings packed with tiny apartments used to be a common form of affordable housing 100 years ago. As those buildings grew old, they fell out of favor in many cities because of modern regulations like parking requirements and density caps. Modern zoning rules typically require multiple parking spaces for every unit, making tiny apartments too expensive to build today. About 10 years ago, Seattle and some surrounding cities tried to bring them back, partly by reducing parking requirements. The new buildings have private bathrooms, modern fire protection, and common areas for residents to socialize. These kinds of apartments are designed mainly for single people living alone. But Kathy McCall, with the American Association of Retired Persons in Washington, says this is a great place for seniors to live, too.
People really want to age in place, which means they want to age in their community where they live.
Today, Washington State Representative Mia Gregerson wants to revive the style statewide. Her bill, legalizing microhousing, has won the backing of the AARP.
Having this as an option and then getting all of my mom's best friends to live in a place where they can talk about their ailments together. I don't have to hear it all the time. Anyway, I know now I sound like a therapy session.
There's no organized opposition to micro apartments in Washington, but the proposed reduction of parking requirements has raised big concerns for cities and counties in the state. Paul Jewell is a lobbyist for the counties.
Many of our planners believe that these types of facilities attract parking demand, and without enough parking, the concern is, of course, that that demand will just be then foisted upon the local government to provide.
He means new residents will use up or require more street parking. But his concerns run against the tide. Cities across the U.S. are reducing the amount of parking required in new apartment buildings.
Buffalo, New York started this trend several years ago. Minneapolis, San Jose is another large city. Raleigh, North Carolina, Austin, Texas.
Robert Farron is a parking expert with Kimley Horn, a national planning firm. He sits on the board of the International Parking and Mobility Institute.
We've just seen city after city say, let's see if we can pull this lever to increase affordability and increase the diversity in housing types.
Back in Washington State, Carl Wade says he's happy with his simplified lifestyle.
I don't miss having a lawn that I have to mow. And I found that having things is just more things to dust or maintain or take care of, or I guess I'm lazy.
For Here and Now, I'm Joshua McNichols in Seattle.